I'm actually going to switch.
The Up North Podcast is a small group project from three ne'er-do-wells who once upon a time were described as a crack commando unit sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These three promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire Kirk Bangstad, Pat Kreitlow, and Kristen Bry. Later played on TV by Hannibal, Murdoch, and B.A. We'll leave you to guess which one was played by Mr. T, but I pity the fool who doesn't listen to what Kristen Bry is going to tell you about what's happening over at As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen.
I don't know how to follow that up. What's happening?
I'm sorry. I should have invited you to the rehearsal. My bad.
All right. Well, as part of being part of the A-team, I also produce daily social media videos that combine all things Wisconsin, whether it's history, sports, politics. We break it down with a comedic twist in videos that are 60 seconds or less. So whether you find yourself checking Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or TikTok the most, you can find my videos on all of those platforms at As Goes Wisconsin.
All right, Murdoch, Kirk, you're up next.
I pity the fool who crosses Pat Cracklow.
Nice try.
I pity the fool. Okay, thanks, Pat. So we diverted our attention on gerrymandering fair maps this last week, and we are focused for the next couple weeks on having some awesome parties to incentivize folks to get vaccinated. So currently working on two big parties in Monaco and Hudson where we'll be offering free beer for a shot, like a beer and a shot, get it? A vaccine, and welcoming in those fully vaccinated plus 2 weeks for full protection to stick around and party with us and drink progressive beer and listen to some great music. So if you'd like to sponsor a free beer to those that get vaccinated, go to our ManaquaBrewingCompany.com and buy our official merch for the Inoculation Emancipation Party. So go to ManaquaBrewingCompany.com and look up that collection of merch. Thank you.
The what party?
The Inoculation Emancipation Party.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's freedom.
That is. I'm Pat Kreitlow, here to remind you that the Up North Podcast is an independent endeavor, not part of the place I'm proud to call my daytime professional home, Up North News. If you haven't made us part of your daily information diet, well, dial us up. We're a no-nonsense digital newsroom specializing in covering the leaders and newsmakers whose actions have a direct impact up north and anywhere around the four corners of Wisconsin. Our reporters do not speak in newsroomese or political gibberish. We translate those things for you so you know what's happening among those shiny marble columns in Madison and Washington. So find us online by searching for Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI, and you can sign up for the daily newsletter I assemble every weekday morning by visiting our website, upnorthnewswi.com. We also want to thank Double Radio, News Talk 92.7, where we air live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And be sure to download the Double Radio app. You can listen to the station live, on the go, get shows on demand, and more. And again, you can email us at info@upnorthpodcast.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kristen Bry, along here with Kirk Bangstad and Pat Kreitlow. So let's talk about the tug of war ongoing headlines that are happening with the laws that control our elections. Pat, why don't you give us a rundown of where we stand, at least in Wisconsin, as from the proposed bills for quote unquote election integrity, despite there being zero evidence of any
no fraud,
non-election integrity.
Right, solutions, quote-unquote, in search of a problem. And sure, we can do all this in 6.5 minutes. But here's what we need, what we want to tell you. As we asked Kristen to do some videos for us at Up North News, talking about this topic, there are bills in state legislatures around the country that are said to be protecting elections. That's not exactly so. Meanwhile, Democrats in Washington are proposing legislation that would make voting, but would put take down some of the barriers to voting. And Kristen, when we asked you to explain all this, you were right to say, let's go more like the 30,000 foot level and really describe what are we talking about here. And I like that from the get-go, you hit on what we are here. We are, you know, we're a representative democracy. And without that, you know, what's the rest for?
Yeah, and like I think, you know, the because often writing is very different than trying to have a point in a video, right? Like in an article, you can hyperlink to other articles, you can send, you can direct people to more information. But in a video, you got the slotted time that you got to make the point that you're trying to make and bring it home, do your intro, your meet, and bring it home in maybe a minute, 2 minutes. And so I was like, all right, what are we trying to get across here? And I think getting beyond the partisan, well, you're a Democrat, so you're wrong, or you're a Republican, so you're wrong, and the partisan, the simplistic partisan generality or generalizations we make on one another, as far as it's easy to immediately hear what the other side says about voting and say, well, I don't agree with that because that side said it. So it's like, all right, let's strip everything back and actually think about this thing that we hold dear, which is democracy, which we haven't, you know, and we literally, when you look up the definition of democracy, it's a system of government that's based on the legitimacy of the participation of its people, i.e. voting. And we have not always been good as a country at that part, considering it took multiple amendments to our Constitution to legally allow and secure everyone's right to vote. And we're still not good at it because we're really the only democracy that discourages its people from voting by making it so hard to vote. Mm-hmm. And so and like, we're the only, I think I read today, we're the only major democracy or like main, like advanced democracy that you're not automatically registered to vote. You have to jump through these hoops to opt in versus opt out. And so when you strip that all back and it's, you kind of think about it like, this is not a partisan thing. If we believe in our democracy, we should be finding solutions that make it more accessible for everyone and all of our population to vote versus assuming that the only way to have safe elections is to make it harder to vote.
Yeah,
because
the two are not
a straw man's argument.
Right, the two are not linked.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's like we can make them more secure if we just gave them more money. But
so, can
not
I?
Not everyone wants to do that.
So, Kristen, that was a great like overview of what's happening. I mean, can I talk about my extreme nightmare? And it possibly coming to fruition in 2024. My extreme nightmare is that all these over 300 voter suppression bills in 43 states, a lot of them get passed, and it's really hard to vote in 2022. Now, the Republicans, because they've made it harder to vote, they take over. They get the majority in the House and the Senate in 2022. They then, 2 years later, Joe Biden runs for president and wins. And they say they do not confirm that he won because we know that the majority of the Republicans that are in the House and the Senate would have probably disavowed Biden's election on this time around. The only thing that stopped it was that we had a Democratic elected House. So is it possible that if these guys actually pass these voter suppression rules, that we will turn into an authoritarian state in 2024 and Biden will just not win because they override the election results?
It's certainly,
that's a dystopian projection, and Kirk.
Scares the hell out of me.
There's a lot of stuff that we can work on
it scares the hell
before
out
that
me.
Happens.
Well, and that's just it. There is a lot to do to either make sure that elections stay safe and free of those barriers, but more importantly to Kirk's fundamental point is to accept the results. There were a lot of people in 2016 that could not believe it, that did not want it to be true, but it was. There were a lot of people in 2000 that did not like the result, but again, accepted it. But this time around, there were people who were prepared not to accept it. There were congressional representatives from Wisconsin and a U.S. senator from Wisconsin who were supportive of tossing out the vote. So it's interesting that this week, more than 100 high-ranking Republicans have said they are considering breaking away, that the Republican Party might not be able to be saved. Among them, Reid Ribble, a former moderate Republican congressman from the 8th District up by Green Bay. So we're going to see this divide until more people in the party first off, accept that you can't win every election and you can't rig every election. But to what Kristen was trying to say in her video, and you really should go watch it over at Up North News or at As Goes Wisconsin, this all fundamentally comes down to everybody who should be able to vote should be encouraged to vote, should not have barriers to voting, and your vote should be safe, and the votes should all be counted. And there are ways to do that. And Kristen, you did a fantastic job of setting up the topic so that now in future weeks, we can kind of go piece by piece through what is in those pieces of legislation, which ones might work, which ones might not. So thank you for doing that. We'll take our break right here. When we come back, State Representative Francesca Hong, you're up north.